So I don't know if you noticed, if you're a regular listener to our radio station, we just finished having an election day.
Yeah.
And there were some people who spent some money here advertising. Don't know if you noticed it or not, mm-hmm. but yeah. Well, yeah.
Which we love, by the way.
Oh, we do. Oh, yeah. We're not against it at all. We think it's a wonderful idea.
In fact, if any of you would like to buy some advertising, we'd be happy to sell
you
some.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah, those paychecks spend, I found out. You know.
Well, we're not going to sell it to you, but we have people.
I mean, the company.
Yeah, right.
We're all on the same team, Scott.
That's right.
Everybody works for sales, Scott.
So let's talk about how much some politicians spent per vote received. Leaving the list would be a failed bid for the 33rd Congressional District by Dr. David Alamil, who has made a lot of money in the dental center business.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dave spent 2.6 milski of his own, pretty much, and received 2,064 votes. The quick A&M consolidated math, $1,276.78 per vote received. Not very efficient. In the U.S. Senate race, mm-hmm. Mayor Tom Leppert from Dallas had the highest spending per vote figure.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about $5 million, and he got $186,000, so that turned to $27.97. But David Dewhurst, right in there pretty close at $27.34.
Oh. So, yeah, that's right. But he could still win it.
He could.
He could.
Yeah, whereas...
The doc may
decide he doesn't want to do that again.
Yeah, he's back to filling teeth now. Right?
Yeah, a former city councilman, Steve Salazar in Dallas, spent $215 per vote, didn't win, spent $100,000 and got 482 votes.
Wow.
Well, it's expensive. That's the big city. It does. It costs a lot of money there. But, yeah, just kind of an idea as to... what they spent here in the Lone Star State. Mm-hmm. And again, as we mentioned, we're glad to have you do that here.
Indeed.
At the radio station.
Yes.
Need to get the word out somehow.
Right.
Some way.
Yeah, because nobody looks at those signs. Come on.
And, you know, we're not there yet. We're not there yet, but we'll have our campaign sign report coming up. As we always do.
Uh-huh.
Now let me see, they've got until I guess they've got until Thursday or Friday to have those signs up, you know, taken out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I did see a candidate the other day on Texas Avenue in 95-degree heat pulling signs up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, so I thought that was...
Yeah,
that was
but now the ones that are in runoffs, they don't have to take theirs
no,
up.
No, they don't.
Put them
no,
back
don't.
In or
but,
anything
yeah,
like that.
But
okay.
Still,
yeah.
Anyway. So the economic numbers came out on Friday. That was not good news for the Obama administration.
No, nor the stock, nor people
well,
who own.
And because of that, the stock market did a little
People who own equities.
It did a major drop, as a matter of fact. Uh-huh. And so as a result, it went down, let me see.
275
points.
Yeah.
Pretty much erasing all of the gains made since the beginning of the year. So see how that goes. But again, there are other things besides just that caused the stock market to go down. Nonetheless, John Kasich, for his part, he's the Republican governor of Ohio, predicted that unemployment in his state will increase in the coming months. Again, not something the Obama people would want to hear. Steve Rattner, do we know who Steve is? Steve's the president's former car czar. He talked about Friday's economic numbers, said, "Nobody is happy with the rate of job creation today, but I believe without the policies the president put in place, we wouldn't even have the job level we have today." Okay, Steve, you can certainly say that. I don't know how we'd be able to prove it, but nonetheless, thanks a lot. And we have a feel-good moment for a little boy with the president.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah. They made sure that everybody knew about this. That Tyler Sullivan skipped school so he could go to work with his dad, who still has a job, which is good, at a local Honeywell factory where the president appeared. So they wound up meeting the president.
Right.
Did not hesitate whipping out the old presidential parchment and writing a note to his fifth grade teacher, Mr. Ackerman. It said, "Mr. Ackerman, please excuse Tyler. He was with me."
You know, that's not the first time he's done that.
No, that's true.
No.
Yeah, that's a good photo op.
Oh, I don't know. I think the president's encouraging truancy. What do you
think? I think so, too.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, because Hunter wasn't sick.
No, not at all. Let's take him to task for that.
What kind of lesson does that teach Tyler, that if you just get a big enough wig, I mean, you can always get out of something.
Sure.
Right.
That's it. Just and, you know, before you know it, if Tyler does take a wrong turn, he'll be forging those signatures.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If his path goes awry.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we find out that, you know, remember how the president gave some money to Solyndra?
Oh,
remember them, the solar panel developer?
How'd they do?
Well, they didn't do too well. Now we find out that the Mitster did the same thing. Yep.
Gave money to Solyndra?
No, Konarka. Oh. Konarka Technologies. They filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, will cease operations and lay off 85 workers. Well, Governor Romney sent them $1.5 million shortly after he became governor. So
of Massachusetts.
Yeah,
money?
Yeah.
I see.
Yes, is Massachusetts.
Wow.
And that's not the first. That is the second Massachusetts solar company to receive taxpayer dollars under Mitt Romney's tenure that subsequently declared bankruptcy. So like there, Evergreen Solar received $2.5 million from the Romney administration too. So let's see, that's 2.5 and 1.5. So that's $4 million that he did. Oh, let's see, the president's was $500 million.
That's right. And that just affected Massachusetts.
Yeah. And did I mention that actually they lasted for 9 years on that, those two companies? They lasted for 9 years after they got the government loan. The $500 million to Solyndra, not so much.
Oh, well, 9 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It could have been something other than that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm just showing you that Mitt Romney's doing the exact same thing that Obama is, and that's giving away money. Just giving away money to those people.
How much did he get? $4 million?
A total of $4 million over two companies.
Well, I'll tell you what, you give me $4 million.
Yeah.
I'll promise you I'll last for 9 years.
Okay, there you are.
That'll
work.
But after that, you know, it won't be your fault.
All bets
anymore.
Are off. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats are going to need a candidate in 2016. Irregardless, all that notwithstanding of the election, like how I use that, irregardless. Well, in an interview in the San Francisco Chronicle, it was published yesterday, Nancy Pelosi said, Hillary Clinton's a gal. Said, why shouldn't she run? She's been a magnificent Secretary of State. She's our shot. So, there you go. Nancy Pelosi says Hillary Clinton ought to run. Hillary's saying, thanks for the kiss of death, Nancy. Really appreciate that.
Well, Nancy had run, but she'll be about 90 by then.
Yeah, she will.
Oh, that's right.
She will.
But her face won't be.
Well, no.
You ever notice how she's always shiny? How is it she's shiny? Notice that? I'm just saying.
Her skin's so tight it squeezes the oil out.
Are you struggling with severe obesity?